This is DJ Noni here at radio.dominican.edu. I am here at the college convention, hashtag CollegeDebate16. Now I am going to be talking to James, who is one of the participants. Hey, James.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. So do me a favor, James. Tell me who you are, where you're from, where you go to school, and what your major is.
Yes, ma'am. My name is James Durant, and I attend the Citadel Military College of South Carolina. I am currently a rising junior. My major is criminal justice with a homeland security minor. And currently, I found out about this debate through a couple of friends who are both in my company. Shout out to Lima Company. I found out about them through, and they suggested, hey, you're really good at politics. You know, you'll be a great face for something as broad as this. And I looked into it. I said, broad? You know, how broad could this be? And once I started applying and got accepted, I saw, wow, this is a really big deal. So
it's so exciting to see all of this bubbling, vibrant
yes,
energy. What did you get out of Dr. Sib's talk today?
Wow. Well, Dr. Sib, one, shout out to her. She's literally, she broke every barrier I had in my mind today. She introduced me to a world of social media knowledge that I had no clue of. Some of the things she spoke about, especially in terms of how our footprint and how our shadow with social media are so impactful and so just integrational, like the way it integrates into our community, like with us young kids, we know less, but we learn more day in and day out. And to know that social media can be a positive influence in our generation is something huge that she brought upon us. And I am thankful to learn that, because social media, once again, is a very, very huge aspect, if not the biggest aspect of our communication nowadays. So
it looks like you've already gotten a lot out of the yes, conference. And I remember meeting you yesterday and seeing
yes,
you interacting with everyone, already building relationships.
Yes,
what do you hope to get out of the conference and being here at Dominican?
Yes, ma'am. One, I'm just grateful Dominican has had the opportunity to invite so many great, great kids that are like us and college students who are wanting to be more of an influence in the political climate we have nowadays. And just to have something good as this, I'm thankful for that. But to get out of this, I want to get more networking. Networking is huge. You know, meeting people who are in the same path or different fields as you to learn more. And definitely I want to get all the knowledge, soak up the knowledge that I can. Because one thing that I was saying yesterday that I will probably never forget is you learn more by listening. And listening here has been one of the hugest aspects, because I've asked a few great questions, but I've heard many more great responses.
So that ties into something that Dr. Sib talked about. She talked about respect, respond, reflect.
Yes,
so it sounds like the meeting of the people is respecting the people's differences. The responding is, you know, talking back and forth. But that listening piece, that reflecting
yes,
on what you listen to. So it sounds like you are
yes, ma'am,
really receptive to that
yes,
concept.
Definitely. And reflecting, like you just said, I think reflecting has a very big, very big thing with us, because a lot of times we do things, we don't think about the actions or the consequences. And I think here, in terms of what we're saying to each other, we, you know, just under 36 hours met these people, and we, you know, are starting to build a relationship and bonds. So I think reflecting on things people say here and realizing, okay, well, this guy or girl has a different opinion than me, but it's their opinion. And that's a great thing, because like I said, you have to, one, like you said, respect, respond, and then, you know, reflect. And reflecting here, you build those memories by the things you reflect on.
So right now, as we are here in Guzman Lecture Hall, everyone has broken up into small groups, and they're talking about and reflecting on the activity that's going on right now. And the question is, what revolution will you initiate through your social network?
Yes, ma'am.
So since we're talking here, we're talking to even
definitely,
a wider group.
Great.
What do you think is the revolution that you, James, are going to initiate through
great,
your social network?
Yes, ma'am. And through my social network, I'm a big advocate, especially me and a few friends. We thought it's been called build a box. And there's an old proverb I always heard is, you know, think outside the box. But me and a couple friends, we always said, who gives you the property? Who lets you build? Are you building your own box? Are you in a box someone else built for you? So through my social network, I want to give people the intellectual knowledge to have that, okay, well, I don't want to be constrained to other people's ideas of me. I don't want to be constrained to people's, you know, ideologies and their political views. I want to build my own, like, footprint and shadow and the things that Dr. Sib mentioned today. So I think through my social media platform, especially from things I've learned here at College Debate, I want to build upon the intellectual knowledge that I have now. So when I can go back and talk to other people, I'm like, hey, that box you're building for yourself, make it a good one. Here's some things, hopefully, that I can contribute to that. So your box is not only expansive, but in it are little pieces and parts that you can take to help someone else build their box as well.
You're going to go out there and do good things, James.
Thank you.
It is such a delight to talk to you.
Yes,
thank you so
thank
much
you
for coming
so much.
On.
I am grateful for this.
It's a pleasure. All right, this is DJ Noni here at radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio at College Debate 16.